Visitors to Rochelle this weekend will have a chance to see some unusual artwork in a field next to the city's high school. It's an appropriate venue because the material used is often found in a field. WNIJ's Guy Stevens has more on the first U.S. National Straw Sculpting Competition.
Stop. Yeah. Stop.
Come this way just a smidge.
On a windy, sunny afternoon, George Harnish is directing a crew of friends and helpers as they carefully pull large straw-covered pieces out of a rental truck and begin setting up what turns out to be a sculpture of a bald eagle, a big one. Once all the parts are assembled, its outspread wings cover a span of at least 24 feet.
I'm actually a snow sculptor up in Rockford and at Nationals as well as internationally, and I just thought it would be fun to do this medium because you don't have to wear as many clothes.
Harnish says he'd never created a straw sculpture before, but he was intrigued by the challenge. And besides his snow work, he does have relevant experience.
I was a theater teacher for about 35 years in the Rockford school systems. In theater, you're building things out of paper mache and chicken wire and all the time.
Not all the pieces are so large. One is a life-size rock musician that brings a whole new meaning to the term thrash guitar. Or is that thresh? Another is a troll, like the dolls that have been around for decades, but several feet tall. There's an outsized spider and a butterfly. And then there's what Rochelle resident Bill Schirmerhorn calls the Indian. The 8-foot-plus creation is actually a much smaller copy of Laredo Taft's monumental statue on the bluffs across the Rock River from Oregon, known to many as Black Hawk, which has fallen into disrepair over the years.
We just did the Black Hawk and straw just to bring more attention to the need of restoring the monument.
Schirmerhorn is a third-generation plasterer who specializes in restoring and recreating the elaborate medallions and moldings in the interiors of historic old buildings. He's worked on the Egyptian Theater in DeKalb and the Redick Mansion in Ottawa, among others. But, like the other artists in the competition, he'd never worked with straw.
It is kind of an interesting media to work in. As long as you wet it up a little bit, it'll bend and twist. And if you have about a mile of twine, you can make it do anything.
Schirmerhorn says it's been a lot of fun participating and meeting the other artists. He also says it's good for the community to have an event like this. It's all the brainchild of professional artist Fran Vols. Vols mostly works in bronze, but he's also a champion snow sculptor. He says the straw sculpting idea came about because of a trip with friends to a small town in Germany.
They had two things there, a straw sculpting competition and a brewery. Well, we went to the straw sculpting competition, and I was amazed at these pieces that I saw. And just out of curiosity, if nothing else, I took a lot of photographs to see their techniques.
Fast forward 5 years when the city of Rochelle entered the picture. Michelle Pease is Rochelle's community development director. She says the city had decided to put on a fall festival with the theme Heydays. Several of the event's planners were familiar with Vols's work in a variety of materials.
And so we reached out to him and said, hey, can you do something with straw or hay to help us promote the event?
Pease says they originally had in mind something several feet high that they could use for marketing. But then Vols, remembering that visit to Germany, came up with the idea for the competition and created a 21-foot-tall straw Statue of Liberty. It now stands on the south side of Illinois Route 38 as you enter Rochelle. Vols says the experience taught him, out of necessity, a lot about straw sculpting. He knew the artist who answered his call for entries lacked that experience, so he decided to help.
I added pages to my website on how to, like, straw sculpting 101, like a little college accredited course. And so they use that for the basis of their pieces.
P says everyone is impressed with what Vols and the other artists have done, and she hopes the people coming to the Heydays Festival Saturday for Touch a Truck and other family activities will stop by the competition to view the works. They'll even get to vote for their favorite piece. The winners will get a small monetary award, which Vols hopes will at least defray some of the costs the artists incurred. The pieces will be up for a couple of weeks, then come down. Schirmerhorn says after all the effort, it's too bad the material isn't longer lasting. Harnish is more sanguine about that. He says his experience building and then tearing down theater sets taught him that you can't get too attached to things, even a labor of love. Still, Vols hopes to preserve as many as he can. He'd like to store them and then next year put them up again beside a new crop of entrants. Then people would have twice as many or even more to view. One day, perhaps, the large empty field could be filled with straw creations. Judging by the reaction so far from both artists and the public, that's a good possibility. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.